must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see. Ooh,
ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh, no man don't come better.
To make her happy doesn't take a lot.
You don't ask for things, no damn reason.
So together they're like a hand in glove.
Like pages in a letter.
Ain't no woman like the one I love.
She can be it's down, I'm going. Put a little music in my day. Wouldn't be surprised if my love keeps growing.
It keeps growing.
Bigger every minute that she stays away. I would kiss the ground she walks on. Cause it's my word. My word she'll obey. Now, woo-hoo.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Well, I kiss the ground she walks on.
To make her happy doesn't take a lot.
She's a real good friend like you and me.
So together like a hand in your
arm. Lonely man when she's gone.
People,
ain't no woman like the one I love.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN. Ba 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 ba. Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I love her.
Kentucky
look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see you. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down on every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation.
Anyway, I can't. Ain't too proud to pay, sweet darling. Please don't leave me there. local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
She said so. She's in.
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Slipping away, sitting We'll be right back. News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where wildfires are still burning just outside the city. A quarter inch of rain fell overnight from Sunday into Monday, giving a slight break for firefighters. CBS's Tom Hansen from one of the fires along the New York-New Jersey line.
We're at the Greenwood Lake Fire Department, which has become the command center on this side of the response to this blaze. The blaze really straddles the line between New York and New Jersey, so officials on both sides are coming together in order to create a joint task force, take this on. And what we've seen behind us is a pretty active scene. Fire rescue and crews going out through the communities in order to attempt to put out these blazes when they are popping up.
Firefighters are still making progress against the wildfire northwest of Los Angeles in Ventura County. Several airlines say they'll stop flying to Haiti for the time being after planes were shot while trying to land there.
JetBlue Airways says it's extending its stop to all flights to and from Haiti after damage from a bullet to a plane returning from Port-au-Prince was discovered during inspection in New York. Spirit Airlines flight destined for the Haitian capital was also struck by gunfire, forcing it to be diverted to the neighboring Dominican Republic. The earlier incident had prompted JetBlue and American Airlines to cancel all flights through Thursday, but after JetBlue's damage discovery, it has pushed its halt until December 2nd. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
President-elect Donald Trump is expected to name Senator Marco Rubio of Florida as his nominee for Secretary of State. It's one of a number of key positions made this week, and as our Weijia Jiang reports, loyalists seem to be getting the big jobs.
Trump's pick for ambassador to the United Nations has very little foreign policy experience, but 40-year-old New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik defended Trump during both impeachments.
Nothing rises to the level of impeachable offenses.
Trump calling her an America First fighter, signaling the isolationist approach the administration is expected to take.
Jack Teixeira, who already pleaded guilty to essentially being a Pentagon secrets leaker, is scheduled to be sentenced in Boston come morning. Prosecutors are asking for a 17-year sentence. CBS's Robert Legarry.
Teixeira, a 22-year-old Massachusetts native, pleaded guilty in March to six counts of violating the Espionage Act, acknowledging he was behind the year-long distribution of dozens of sensitive government documents, including some marked top secret, on a Discord social media server.
Dazzling displays of synchronized lights on the facade of Saks Fifth Avenue's flagship store in Midtown Manhattan have thrilled holiday visitors for a long time. But in a statement, the store says the light show will not happen due to changes in its approach to the holiday windows for the flagship's 100th anniversary. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows. And save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Officials are still trying to catch monkeys that escaped a medical research facility in South Carolina. 43 of them escaped last Wednesday after an employee failed to fully secure a door. So far, 27 have been recovered. CBS's Dave Malkoff has been covering this.
They had a caretaker who was trained on this. She opened a door to go cleaning the inside of the enclosure with a spray cleaner, with a pressure sprayer, and she didn't necessarily lock the gate. She closed the gate, but she locked the gate. One of them got out, and then we're learning that the term monkey see, monkey do is based in reality. After one got out, just one after the other, 43 of them went out of this locked enclosure.
The monkeys are about the size of a cat. They are all females, weighing about 7 pounds. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have plenty of clouds in the overnight. They may yield a scattered sprinkle. Otherwise, we'll see lows dropping to the upper 30s, light north winds. On your Tuesday, partly sunny skies, southeast winds developing with highs in the upper 40s.
It's 42 at our studios.
Oh, my love, take a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.